Welcome to Tarni Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 64. In the last Perek, Yeshayahu finished the final Haftorah of the Shiva D'Nechemta with a description of Hashem as a warrior covered in blood after having defeated the Malach of Edom. Hashem has saved the Jewish people because of his tzedaka rather than the Jewish people earning it. Yeshayahu then begins a tefillah where he first praises Hashem for the kindness he has done in the past, and promises to praise him in the future for the other kindnesses. He remembers how Hashem has saved the Jewish people, and asks him to save them once again. This short perek finishes the tefillah. Yeshayahu describes the miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people. He first describes the power of fire, which has been used both in nature and during miracles to show the power of Hashem. Pasuk 1. Ki kidoach ish hamasim, mayin tiveh ish. Just like fire melts, and like fire causes water to boil, v'hudia shimcha litzarecha mipanecha goyim yirgazu. These miracles make your name known to your enemies, so that other nations tremble in your presence. The miraculous and natural uses of fire in history demonstrates that Hashem created the world and intervenes in nature. In specific, Rashi says that on Har Sinai there was fire and smoke, and on Har Carmel, Eliyahu used fire and water to prove the powerlessness of the idols. The audience for these miracles was the nations of the world. Hashem did not make miracles because the Jewish people deserved them, says Mitzvah David, but as a lesson for those who deny Hashem. We have never expected miracles to save us. Pasuk 2. Lo nikaveh. We did not plan or hope that Hashem would make these miracles and wonders in Mitzrayim or afterwards, as we knew we were not worthy. Hashem wanted the Jews to leave Egypt so that they could accept the Torah at Har Sinai. The giving of the Torah was a condition for the world to continue to exist. Even though the Jews were not really worthy, Yeradata, you Hashem came down to Har Sinai in a miraculous way to create an impression on the nations. The main point of miracles, says the Mishpat of Zahav, quoting Rav Shlomo Alkevitz, is for the nations of the world to witness Hashem's hand in creation. They do not believe Hashem is running the world on a daily basis. The Jewish people, on the other hand, know Hashem is running the world every single day. When we see miracles, it doesn't increase our belief. It merely confirms what we already know. When Hashem did miracles in the past, such as when he did the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were unimaginable. Pasuk 3. Umeolam lo shamu lo ha'ezinu ayin lo rasa. For all time, it had never been heard of, it had never been perceived, and an eye never saw something like these miracles. Elokim zulascha, from a God beside you. Just like in the past, the miracles were indescribable. In the future, ya'aseh limechake lo. He will do miracles for the ones who wait for him. Rav Schwab explains what it means that Hashem will do miracles for the one who waits. Patience and the ability to maintain one belief over an extended period of time is a trait Hashem wants tzaddikim to develop. In the time of Noach, after the Babel, it took a year for the water to evaporate enough for Noach to leave the Teva. The amount of water in the atmosphere could never have disappeared in a natural fashion. Hashem could have made a miracle to dry it up in one day, yet he made it take a year. Forcing Noach to wait was a lesson to teach humanity the importance of patience and believing in Hashem even if we don't have evidence. Hashem knows what he is doing, even if it takes a long time. This is the job of the Jew in Galus. We are meant to develop faith with patience. Every year at the Pesach Seder, for the last thousands of years, we say L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, and we have been saying it for generations. We do not give up hope, even in the face of the suffering of Galus. This hope, continues with Schwab, gives us the strength to endure through the next hard day. While we wait, our time in Galus is made even harder, as Pasuk 4, Pagata es sas v'osei tzedek, bidrachecha yizkrucha. You took away the one who is happy and does righteousness, those that mentioned your ways. Rashi and other Mefarshim say that Hashem caused the tzaddikim to die early to atone for the people's sins. Chazal say that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the death of tzaddikim are both atonements for sins. When there is sin, that sin opens up a lack in the world that must be filled. Hashem takes the tzaddikim, or our holy places, so that the Jewish people will never be destroyed. The Tefillah mentions that these tzaddikim would provide merit for the Jewish people. Bahem olam v'nivashaya. On them, we always relied to be saved. The tzaddikim would daven for the Jewish people by praising Hashem, which would then nullify the evil decrees of Galus. Since the tzaddikim died, and there are no more tzaddikim, Pasuk 5, v'anehi chatamei kulanu. It is if we have all become tamei, ritually impure. Our mitzvah observance is lacking. Mitzvos are supposed to provide a person with spiritual protection. They act for the soul, like clothing that covers the body. In specific, in Perek 61, the mitzvah of tzedakah is described as a garment that covers a person entirely. Tzedakah has a protective measure and brings the geula. With the tzaddikim gone, though, uchaveged idim kol tzedkasenu. All of our good deeds are instead like disgusting garments. The mitzvos of the regular people are lacking, as they do mitzvos for honor, prestige, or power. Because they do their mitzvos with arrogance, the mitzvos are not protective, they are defective. They provide some cover, but are also demeaning to the person wearing them. Yeshayahu next compares man to a leaf on a tree. When the tree is healthy, the leaf stays firmly attached. But when the tree is not healthy, it falls off in the wind. When the mitzvah observance of man is lacking, people are compared to vanavel ke'ole kulanu, leaves that wither entirely. Va'avonenu karuach yisa'unu. And our sins, instead of the mitzvos, speak the loudest. And like the wind takes away the dried leaves, Gullus takes the Jewish people away. There is another consequence since there are no tzaddikim. Pasuk 6. Ve'ein korei v'shimcha. No one calls in your name, or misorer l'hachazik bach, or is inspired to hold on strongly to Hashem and to do the mitzvos. In the past, the Nevi'im and the Tzaddikim would daven for the people and would also encourage them to change. Now they are gone, and the people have no one to guide them to the correct path. The people are lost, not just because of their own actions, but chi histarta fanecha mimenu, because you hid your face from us. Without the tzaddikim, Hashem looks at the sins of those that remain and removes his presence from the people in Galus. V'atamugenu biyad avonenu. You have consumed us by means of our sins. Yeshayahu next asks Hashem to consider this situation and make a change. Galus has been so long and so hard, we have lost our ability to connect to Hashem. The tzaddikim could connect to Hashem, but they are no longer with us. They were taken from us. Even though we have sinned and we find it hard to do what Hashem wants, we are still, Pasuk 7, Va'ata Hashem Avinu Ata. And now Hashem, even in this Galus, you are our father, we are your children. This relationship between a parent and child never changes. A father never cuts off his son even when he wrongs him. Yeshayahu is asking Hashem to remember us as his children and have mercy on us. We have an additional relationship with Hashem. In words reminiscent of our Vidui prayer on Yom Kippur, V'anachnu ha-chomer v'ata yotzreinu u'ma'asei yadcha kulanu. We are the material, and you, Hashem, is the craftsman. We are entirely the work of your hand. A craftsman has complete control over the fate of his creation. He can change the object as he needs. This is our relationship to Hashem. Unlike the other nations, Hashem has complete hashgacha pratis, divine providence over us. He can decide what to do with us and change it at any moment. Rav Schwab explains this phrase to mean that we are willing to become whoever Hashem wants to form us into. Yeshayahu is begging Hashem to make us into the nation that he wants, rather than allowing us to continue down this destructive path. We beg Hashem not to pay so much attention to our sins. Even though we are sinning, we are under Hashem's rule. We are still called Yisrael, which contains Hashem's name in our name. Pasuk 8. Al tiksof Hashem ad ma'od, va'al la'ad tiskor avon. Hashem, don't get very angry at us, and don't remember our sins forever. Habetna, amcha chulanu. Look at us, we are still all your nation. We believe in you. The reason we have sinned is not because we don't believe in you, but because, Pasuk 9, Are katshacha hayu midbar. Your holy cities are a wilderness. Tzion midbar haisa. Tzion was a wilderness. The Malbim says that we no longer have the Sanhedrin that taught in Sion and from whom the Torah would spread to the whole world that would guide us and direct us. Yerushalayim Shmama. Yerushalayim is a desolation. There are no more Nevi'im to teach us the messages of Hashem. Beis Kodshenu v'Sefartenu, Asher Hilulucha Avosenu, our holy house and our beauty that our fathers praised where we learned to love and fear Hashem, Haya l'sreifas esh, was burnt in fire. V'chol machamadenu haya l'charba. Everything that was so important to us was destroyed. As a result of this chaos, our observance of Torah and mitzvot weakened, says Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu ends his tefillah by asking Hashem that rather than continuing to punish us, Pasuk 11, Hal Ela Hisapak Hashem, will you stop from doing these things, Hashem? How can you not have mercy on us, given our circumstances? Techasheh Usa'anenu Ad Me'od. Will you be silent as if you do not hear our tefillos that we are calling while we are in Galus? Haven't we experienced enough? In this parak, Yeshayahu davens to Hashem to save the Jews from Galus. He noted that the Jewish people lost their tzaddikim in the Beis HaMikdash, so they did not have the proper influences. Hashem should step in and save the nation, given all the circumstances. In the next parak, Hashem responds to Yeshayahu's points. There is an important lesson in this parak. Yeshayahu describes how Mashiach will come to those who are waiting for it. When we are able to wait with patience for the Geula, we demonstrate that we believe that Hashem knows how to run the world. He does not need us to plan the future. What we want may not be on the timeline that we would have chosen, but it is the correct timeline nonetheless. There is a phrase, I need what I have and I have what I need. By having patience, while still waiting actively and davening for the Geula, we are proclaiming Hashem's mastery and perfection. In life, when we are faced with challenging circumstances, there are always two options. First, we can try to be in control and push Hashem to do what we want, and push others around us to do what we want. If we think of ourselves as clay, this kind of clay is hard, and there are a limited number of products one can make from it. The other option is to understand that Hashem is in charge and accept what is happening as His will, while always davening that things should be easier and change. In this case, we are like very malleable clay. This kind of clay can become anything the designer chooses and makes a better end product. As we go through life, we can ask Hashem to allow us to be the chomer, the material, through which only positive things happen in this world. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilei Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.